RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Three Bose goals, a bronze medal at least, and lots more. Here's John Murray.
Thank you, Gavin. Yes, we'll start with the Olympics headlines in boxing. Aidan Walsh has won at least a bronze medal after winning his quarterfinal in the men's welterweight division. He had a split decision win over Mervyn Clare of Mauritius and will fight again on Sunday against Britain's Pat McCormack for a place in the Olympic final. Kelly Harrington is through to the quarterfinals of the women's lightweight division, beating Italy's Rebecca Nicoli in a unanimous points decision. Her next fight is on Tuesday. In hockey, big disappointment for Ireland's women's team, as a late goal from India gave them a 1-0 victory in their Pool A game. It makes Ireland's chances of making the quarterfinals a daunting task now. The track and field events got underway this morning. There were four Irish athletes in action, and Thomas Barr is through to the semi-finals of the 400 metres hurdles after finishing second in his heat. Meanwhile, none of the three Irish women, Nadia Power, Louise Shanahan and Shifra Clerig-Butner, have made it beyond the heats of the 800 metres. In sailing, Annalise Murphy has not made the medal race. She was 30th in race 9 and 40th in race 10. In the men's golf, very encouraging news. Both Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy on 7 under par. Lowry currently playing the 18th. McIlroy has bogeyed the 18th to be on 7 under. They're right in the mix and just 3 strokes off the lead held by Mexico's Carlos Ortiz. On to soccer now, and a great night in Europe for Bohemians and Dundalk. They've both advanced to the third qualifying round of the Europa Conference League. In their second round, second leg against Dudelange from Luxembourg at the Aviva Stadium, Bose won 3-0. That gave them a 4-0 aggregate victory overall. Rob Cornwall and Georgie Kelly with 2 were the Bose scorers on the night. It's a quick turnaround for Bose now. They play POAK of Greece at the Aviva next Tuesday. We'll be hearing from Bose boss Keith Long at 8:30. And Dundalk set up a clash with Dutch team Vitesse after a dramatic win away to Levadia Tallinn in Estonia. A Will Patching goal in injury time at the end of the second leg clinched a 2-1 success for Dundalk, and they go through 4-3 on aggregate. This was Patching's view of his crucial goal.
Just anywhere would have done. It was a great ball by Fats, you know, perfect, and then the pass made the goal, you know, just a touch, and I don't think he even looked up, just smashed it and thankfully went in. But just makes it even better, you know, grabbing a late winner and through to the next round though.
Yes, indeed. In horse racing at the Galway Festival, amateur jockey Patrick Mullins won a third Galway hurdle in 4 years. Top weight Saldier was first home at a price of 18-1 and was trained by Willie Mullins. To the weekend GEA action now, we're focusing this hour on the 2 All-Ireland hurling quarterfinals. Former Offaly star and RTE analyst Brian Carroll joins us now. Brian, let's start with the battle at Páirc Uaibh tomorrow. Tip against Waterford, your assessment?
Oh, I think we're in for a cracker, John, being honest. We've a huge subplot in Liam Sheedy versus Liam Cahill. You know, Liam having come back in and won that All-Ireland with this fantastic Tipperary team against a man who a lot of people felt was going to get that job after his performance with Tip under-20s, Liam Cahill, you know, and he certainly is the pretender to the throne. So that subplot is interesting in its own right, but I suppose we've a complete contrast of styles really coming forward. Waterford's power, their pace, their direct running. It looks like it could really trouble this Tipperary team. But from a Tipperary perspective, I suppose they have been pre-warned with that last round of the league. You know, Tipperary went into that last round, and if they had won, they were going to win out their group of the league. But Waterford's pace and power really troubled them. And Liam Sheedy's maybe loyalty to his older players really comes into question this weekend. You know, will he, you know, introduce some of these younger players? Probably with the exception of Jake Morris, we haven't seen too many of the under-20s over the last number of seasons really hold down their place.
Who do you think will win?
I think Tipperary, for the simple reason that they have more to lose in this game. It's the last hurrah maybe for a lot of these big names. The likes of Seamus Canlan, Pádraig Maher, Noel McGrath, Brendan Maher. You know, these have been huge servants to Tipperary. They've been fantastic. And Tipperary this year, they have got their matchups right in the big games, and I'm going to back them to do it again.
And then Dublin and Cork tomorrow evening?
Yes, again probably it's an intriguing game. You know, Cork played Dublin last year in Thurles as well, but it was a couple of stages earlier in the qualifiers. This time it's an All-Ireland quarterfinal, so it maybe shows the improvement in Dublin this year. Certainly, you know, that win over Galway was huge for them. Big question for Dublin is, will Owen O'Donnell be available? You know, he's a fantastic fullback. He's really been struggling with this hamstring injury. He tried to play the Leinster final, but only lasted 3 minutes. He will be a huge blow if he's not available, because last year he man-marked Patrick Horgan and kept him to a point. So that just tells how excellent he is there. But we would expect that we would see Ronan Hayes and Keno Callaghan come back into the game, or into the team, sorry, because, you know, they did miss the Leinster final due to COVID-19. Self-isolating. So, you know, they really need all hands on deck. From a Cork perspective, the placing of Robert Downing at fullback has proved a masterstroke. He gave an exhibition the last day. He's big, you know, 6'4", 6'5". He's rangy. He's a lot of pace. And his block down at the end was probably the win of the game. And at the other end of the field, I suppose, again, maybe some of the older names that we're more accustomed to, Seamus Harnady and Patrick Horgan, really came back to form the last day. And Cork's ability and their determination to score goals probably is what sets them apart here.
All right, Brian Carroll, thank you for your weekend predictions. And of course, you can follow the games on both Saturday Sport and Sunday Sport. We'll be reviewing the football provincial final action in the next hour.
There's a great weekend of sport in prospect, John, isn't indeed, there?
Non-stop.
You needn't leave the couch over the weekend.
You're allowed.